Blog Talk Radio.
Today is a day of smiles, 'cause today I got a new lease on life. Today I became wise, 'cause I realized I was wasting time. Spent many years living on the surface, never took the time to go deeper in your service. I know the problem wasn't you, it was me. Every day living my life, trying to be my desire. But today now became your day, because my plan became your way. Jesus, your attention is now my fame. Every other thing became vain. Jesus, you're the reason why you sing this song. My life, I place it in your hands, Lord. I don't care if people understand. You're my number one, Jesus. About negativity, which is less than the good things that surround me. No time to worry, because the challenge is fate. In God I depend, so I just have to wait. If he comes through today, praises be to his name. He don't, guess what, he remain the same. My faith is growing stronger day by day, and I don't care no matter what people may say.
Jesus, you're the reason why I sing this song.
Got one more, and we're going to get ready to bring the Word of God. We want to thank everybody listening at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Okay, I got him in. Big Mike, you are now the host. I'm out of here. One more song.
Go ahead and drop so I can get it.
Okay, let me drop on out. Let me drop.
All right.
Amen. All right. Well, good evening, everyone, and praise the Lord. I'm here, Brother Mike. Thank you for being patient and waiting as we get started with tonight's broadcast. I had an issue that I had to take care of before getting on air, but I'm ready to go ahead and get things started. Let's go ahead and put in one more song, and then we'll get ready to bring in Brother Emmett, and we're going to go ahead with our teaching tonight. And I'm going to let him actually give the title of tonight's teaching. It's a special, powerful teaching, and I'm hoping everybody who hears it, you know, has ears to receive and open hearts and open minds. So let's go ahead and get one more praise and worship song, and then we'll get started with tonight's teaching.
Don't worry, don't forget Brother John's shout-outs.
Brother John, all right, we'll get a shout-out to praise and worship.
My ideas and content must be a reality, so all my dreams can come to be a possibility. All success starts with a decision just to try. Failing is inevitable if we do not fight. Knowing your purpose, meaningful life. Great execution bring confidence in your smile. If you believe, then you can fly. Don't waste no more time, you can soar up to the sky. The morning sun to ensure what I said I do was really done. Come in my plans, I got no procrastination. All weakness in my life I have to overcome. No time for doubt, no time for fear. Problems will come, but I will let them disappear. I cannot slow down, I have to run. I see the time and I must complete the mission, cause I'm a winner.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio here on blogtalk.com. I am your host, Brother Mike, and tonight we got a powerful teaching that's going to be given by Brother Emmett Overton. But before we get started, let's go ahead and let Brother John, he's got a couple of shout-outs to his pastoral friends that he would like to give, and then after that, we're going to hand the mic over to Brother Emmett. All right, Brother John, you have the mic.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Yeah, this is Brother John speaking, and we want to give a few shout-outs to some fellow ministers and brethren in the Lord. All right. Pastor Williamson, Pastor Walker, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Whitman, Pastor McDowell, Pastor Hart, Pastor Stillman, Pastor Prattman, and Deacon Jennings. God bless you, every one of you. I know you're going to enjoy the session tonight. Be blessed. Over and out.
Amen. All right, let's go ahead and do a quick mic check. Brother Emmett, can you hear me?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me, Brother Mike?
Yes, sir. You have the mic.
Okay, we want to thank all of you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. The Lord put something in my spirit to share with everyone. Some of you are not going to like this, but I can't please humans. I have to please Christ. Galatians 1:9 tells me, if I'm 1:9 and 10, if that I'm serving men, I'm not a servant of Christ. And a true minister don't say what people want him to say. He says what the word says, whether they like it or not. Now, if some of you call yourselves Christians, I hope that you really hear what I got to say. Because the Lord has put some powerful scriptures in my eyesight for me to give this to. We have a problem in our country. And Christians who call themselves born-again evangelicals made a real bad mistake of putting this man in office. Our country is in chaos spiritually and politically. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I come up against the spirit of racism. I bind every demon of hate, every blind mind, ignorant human beings or the demons in them to make them ignorant. I bind that in the name of Jesus. Your word says ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I come up against the demonic spirit of racism. I come up against the demonic spirit of hate. I come up against the demonic principality of politics. I come up against, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, of the political spirit, the Democratic Party. I come up against this spirit. I come up against this Republican slave whopper party called the Republicans. I bind the slave whoppers in the name of Jesus of Nazareth and all of their racist ideologies with them. I take authority over the Democratic spirit of the Democrat spirit of their lies. I bind all politicians and demons of lust and lying and covetousness and pride. I come up against the worldly spirits of the government. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, truth of God's word will be revealed to the hearer that wish to want to know truth. And Lord, I pray that this word would be as simple, out front, and bold as I can do it to you, as unto you. Your word says, whatever we do, do it as unto him. Colossians 3:17 and 23. I ask that the power of the Holy Spirit penetrate the hearer. And I bind the demon of ignorance and the demonic spirit of racism. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I pray. Amen. We have issues. We have a lot of issues with our government. And God is not pleased. This agenda of making America great again has only showed nothing but thugs running office. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm Big Mike, you with me? Because you know I'm finna rock it. Big Mike.
Yes, sir. My other line was muted. I'm here. I'm loud. I got you. That's loud.
When Shannon Davis was on his radio station, he made a prophetic message that God was using Donald Trump, and then he took it off his site. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
We don't take nothing off our sites. All of the prophetic messages here has been accurate. 6 months ago, the Lord revealed to me to tell everybody that he's going to get impeached. Now you see where we're at. He's an illegitimate president who used foreign assistance, and the Holy Spirit knows all things. And the truth's going to come out. And all of you evangelical Christians who want to make America great in your eyesight is meaning to set black people back. America has never been great. I don't know where y'all said. Who said that America was great? 400 years of slavery. 400. That's 100 years, another 100, another 100, another 100, another 100. Black people being oppressed, used as merchandise. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. death and life in the power of the tongue. So we have a president that speaks negativism and speaks conflicts and speaks confusion. And you evangelicals, and you too, Shannon Davis, don't even have the proper discernment of the Holy Spirit to recognize that that is a demon in that clown. I told you a long time ago that this man is a thug. He's a gangster. A gangster, no, a gangster. And you Christians are putting your hope in a thug. Now look at you. But see, God has something to say about this. The Lord had put in my heart for all of you to study Judges chapter 9. That whole chapter can reveal a lot of things about Donald Trump. Now, in Isaiah chapter 1, he says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Ezra, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah. Hear, O heaven, and give ear, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The minute slavery hit this ground, the American Christians who enslaved black people and called themselves Christians brought upon the spirit of bondage upon many generations of people. Mike, give me Matthew chapter 3, verse 10. So if you don't want truth, don't listen to me tonight. Turn it off. Go watch something else, because I'm finna bring strictly truth to you. And how you deal with it, I pray that you accept it. Give me Matthew 3:10.
And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore,
and
every tree which bringeth...
And now the axe is laid at the fruit of the trees. Therefore, every... What?
Every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
Every tree which don't bring good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. That's hell. There's a lot of people going to hell calling themselves Christians. So if you're going to make America great again, there has never been a United States president ever to apologize for slavery. Congress did it and the Senate, but not one acting president. And Obama, I'm glad he didn't do it because he's black. That don't look like a black man apologizing for something somebody else done. That don't look right. That's no wisdom to that. You see, Satan is involved with all of this. Oh, heaven. And give, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The United States is hidden in secret oaths. Half of the founding fathers was Masons. And Masons is against Christianity. We have presidents with skull and bones. Those are secret organizations. We had the Jim Crow system here in America, where a rabbit was safe to walk across Highway 45 in Alabama than a black man. Now, this same spirit that was operating then is operating through Donald Trump. There's nothing new under the sun. Demons play the same game and the same trick in different formats and dispensations of time. Office of the president has been ruined by the vulgar mouth of this foul creature. Now, we're supposed to be a Christian nation, and people turning their backs to Republicans. God sees all of this. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people does not consider, and we just like Israel. There is a demonic spirit of hate moving in the president. A commander-in-chief, Donald Trump. Now, this is a commander-in-chief who had 5 deferments from the Vietnam War. 5 of them. We know he's a liar. He lies and lies and lies and more lies. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord had put a lying spirit. God put a lying spirit in him for a reason. Only God can do that. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord had put a lying spirit in the mouth of these that prophesy, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. Now, I want you to turn to Isaiah. Brother Mike, give me Isaiah. I got it. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Now, I'm going to show you scriptures of what these people are doing. That's contrary to the word of God. Rudy Giuliani, this fool, run around saying evil is good, good is evil. Didn't he say something like that, Mike? It's nothing wrong with that. They're trying to make wrong right. Am I wrong or right?
You're correct.
They are trying to make wrong and right. That's in the Bible. And they don't even know that they're doing this. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, the word of God says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength and mingle strong drink, which justifies the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him." And Christians are getting so sucked up in supporting Donald Trump that this man is committing adultery. The Christians are not saying anything about it. Where are evangelicals at now? I don't hear focus on the family, doctor, whoever he is, Charles Dobbs. Why don't you say something? You supported Donald Trump. You said that Donald Trump, God wanted him in there. God doesn't want a man that cusses people. God allowed that to happen. But this government is sick, man, because of this. And it's going to get worse if we don't pray. You get him out, that ain't going to stop what God has for this nation. God can move Donald Trump out of that just like this. That man ain't nothing to him. And the Lord's going to move him. We see, we don't take nothing down here. I told Shannon Davis, take that Donald Trump off. You're a deliverance minister. Now, he's looking like a fool. Ha! A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity. We're very wicked in America. We're a very wicked nation. Everybody want to come over here to work and kill themselves over materialistic things. That's how I see it. I don't see that I don't see no other way. They want to get a Social Security card. They want to get into the system, and they do this. They want to do that, and then you die. What you got? You don't have Christ. Oh, you tag Christ along with you. By lip service, but not by your heart. And that's what God doesn't like about this nation. We got so many prosperity teachers on Sundays, pathetic. This nation is sick. And it starts with the president. And it goes all the way down to man, woman, and child. There's a rebellious spirit in this land. And God is tired of it. Ah, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers. Donald Trump is evil. He is on TV talking about fixing some money to pay for another woman, $130,000 for a man, please. Even if I had that, I wouldn't spend no money on a woman for 35, 40 minutes, it's over with. That's sure how ignorant he is. But you Christians, you voted for him. I have personal friends that support this minister, and they told me that they voted for him. I ain't got nothing against him, but I guarantee you, when I talk, let's talk about something else. I said, no, we don't need to talk about that. This is spiritual. Did you pray, and did you ask the Lord to vote for that man, or did you get sucked in by the media? See, we get sucked in by the media in the United States. Now we got a president saying fake news. See, he's throwing off. He throws this, and then he throw y'all a bone for here come football. Now, that's another form of illusion, of confusion. He is an expert. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth told me he is a master in misdirection. God knows what this man is doing. And when we pray, and I got good reports that people are praying in the name of Jesus of Nazareth that the truth come out, this is our nation at stake. Black, white, brown, purple. Hey, the original Americans was Indian, so everybody come from somewhere. Let's don't get that mistaken. This administration has suppressed children and taken them from their mothers and fathers. The family of God is the most powerful institution that God has developed and has established on earth. And this president is trying to deny that because they're Mexicans. And God outside, he doesn't care what they are. Yeah, we got to protect our borders. Yeah, we need to protect our borders. We don't need illegal aliens over here. But they're still human. Now, you Christians, supposed to have the spirit of meekness and the fruits of the spirit. I don't see none of that in your president that you voted for. So that shows you what is wrong with the society that we live in this country. Alt-right movement. This man ain't said nothing about racism. In Charlottesville, he said nothing. Why? Children that are corrupt, they have forsaken the Lord. That's why they ain't saying nothing. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. See, the head is sick. This is all in government. We got scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. Where there's all forms of confusion, there's every evil work. This is spiritual. So I'm not on air to pound Donald Trump. That's not the purpose here. The purpose is to warn you people that we got to put our trust in the Lord. Jesus of Nazareth, you are born again. I'm talking to the born again Christians. And if you're not born again and saved, this message can come to you. Get saved and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and stop putting your trust in man. Give me Psalms 118, verse 8, Brother Mike.
All right. Psalms chapter 118 and verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man.
Now, God says it's best to put your trust in him than put confidence in a man. So when you get into this political stuff that y'all hoo around over here, jumping all up and down over here, getting mad at each other over, that's not putting confidence in Christ. Go to 119, Psalms 118, verse 8. No, verse 9, Psalms 118, verse 9.
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
That's women. So when you get these political parties, go vote. Oh, for black people, all of you, especially black people, we couldn't get the right to vote until 1965. So y'all need to go vote. Some of you was born into it. You ain't had no. You was because of your color. You was born into it. So for some African American people, they weren't born into it. That's a spirit to oppress person from not having the same right that another human being had. That's evil. And you, evangelical Christians, you have put a hate monger in office. All you born again so-called Christians, because I doubt if you're born again. You're probably born again by Baptist church doctrine, not by the Spirit. Because if you had the Spirit of Christ in you, you'd be led by the Spirit, not by your human mind, which brings demonic entities into your thoughts. James 3:15. This wisdom receiveth not from above, but is earthly and devilish. And that's why y'all go vote like that. Devil takes that and run with it. We got problems in this country. For the sole of the foot unto the head, there is no soundness in it but wounds. See, this man is speaking negative things against people. Now, Michael, I'm coming straight out the Bible with this.
Yes, sir.
Let me get Pastor Durden in here. Pop him in there and ask him, am I coming straight out the Bible as I talk about this?
Hello?
Pastor Durden, am I coming straight out the Bible as I talk about this?
When I look at the scripture, I see you coming from the scripture, yeah. In other
okay.
words, God don't want us to put our trust in man. He wants us to put our trust in him.
Reverend Dillmore just emailed me. Reverend Dillmore just emailed and said that you wrote this sermon out.
Back to your question. The Lord gave us sense, common sense. He gave us his Holy Spirit to decide, to differentiate who is righteous and who is not, who is a godly
That's right.
person, who is not. And
That's right.
And what happened to this country is based on our the election of our officials. So if we,
Go ahead,
if we vote for somebody
Go ahead,
who is, if we vote for somebody unrighteous, unholy, then we're going to get what we voted for. And I think that before you go and vote, I think that each person should pray and ask the Lord, who is the right person? Not getting political, but I mean, that's our responsibility to make sure that we put the right people in office. It's just as simple as that. Not because
Pastor
how popular he is or how rich he is, but is that
that's
person
right.
is a godly person. Because this country, you look at all the tags on the back of the car and say, in God we trust. Is that really true? Is that really true? That's all I got to say.
That's true. Pastor Mike, what's your opinion on that too?
Yeah, we should never put our trust in man. Our trust should always be in the Lord. I mean, the thing is, man, can only go. Yep.
That's what happened. These Christians have put their trust in Donald Trump. And the Bible says you're supposed to put your trust in the Lord, not any human being. That's biblical. And that's why y'all getting hurt. Now, everybody bagging up. Everybody covering everybody. For a president to have his lawyer go to jail, his campaign manager go there. Let me tell you something. Gangsters like that, they talk. This is spiritual. It's a hate, a spirit of hate through him that's pushing agenda. But it won't last that long. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate. As overthrown by strangers. See, they don't want the Mexicans to come in. They're strangers. But they're going to come, and they're going to flood it. The demographics of America is changing because God wants it to change. God is doing this. God is in control. Donald Trump ain't in control of nothing. God is in control of everything. Except the Lord. And the daughters of Zion left the cottage in the vineyard as the large garden in the cucumber of Besaid City. Isaiah 1:9. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small raiment, we should have been as Solomon, and we would have been like unto Gomorrah. That's homosexuality. Now here the prophet Isaiah is talking about Solomon Gomorrah, which is in Genesis chapter 19. And America has simulated that principality on this nation within itself by legalizing homosexuality. And guess what? It was a Democrat. It's spiritual, Democrat or Republican. The Republican slave whoppers are more opposed to oppressed black people. The Republicans do. They don't care about ordinary black people. They just want to raise taxes. They're for the rich. And the poor white people get caught up thinking that they're going to get their guns taken away because the Republican Party pitches that to them. I had a brother in the Lord, nice guy. He told me, don't listen to Fox News. I said, the Lord tell me who to listen to. You don't tell me who I listen to. I listen to what the Holy Spirit would lead me to what I, then I don't listen to that stuff now. I hear the Lord. I don't need to hear that. I said, I listen to what I want to listen. See, this is a spirit dividing people. And when you compare Sodom and Gomorrah, we've seen the sins that come when a nation implements that type of stuff. See, it's so corrupt now that the general of the United States Army lied. See, they wanted it that bad. He's an illegitimate president, and it's about to become over. Thank God. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifice unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings and rams and the fats of fat beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of goats. All this is performing to God, and the church doing it. They got prosperity message going up and down. Leadership's conference in this country, up and down. Everybody's into that, and the whole country is falling spiritually, and not one pastor would say, we need to have a revival. I don't hear no pastor saying, we need to have a revival. I don't hear none of these evangelicals, none of them, says, we need to repent. I don't hear that. When you come to appear before me, who had required this at your hand, to tread thy courts, bring no more vain obligation, incense as an abomination to me, the new moons and the Sabbaths, the callings of the assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meetings, your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hated. God don't like us performing down here. You got your agenda. He got his agenda. And this is separating people. I don't like politics. I don't like preaching about it. I felt compelled because I'm attacked by the commanding chief is attacking people of my race. And I don't like that. Well, you're supposed to be born again and saved. I'm still black. I was born black before I got saved. I came in the world being black. I don't like when this man calling women dogs. But that's where this nation at because of the sin and the arrogance and the greed of certain people's agenda called the alt-right movement. That's racism. Talk to me, Big Mike. Am I on point?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 1:15, and when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea. When you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. There ain't nobody repentant in this country about slavery. I ain't heard not one Baptist pastor say, Lord Jesus, the Baptist church, we sorry for whipping them niggas and raping their women. We liked it, that part, but we're so sorry about the others. Would you please forgive us? I ain't never heard that. And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. 400 years. Jim Crow lasted longer than that, but Jim Crow was 60 years. That's oppression. That's a spirit. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. We don't see that in this country. Learn to do well, speak judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. They're not doing this because this is a vicious government that will do anything in its can to set an agenda for one race of people. And that's not God. A lot of people say, Pastor, you have guts to speak. I'm not speaking. As the Lord says, he shows no respect to person. A government should be for everybody. Unsaved, saved, whoever that's born in this nation should be fairly treated as human beings. We still have in our Constitution that they got us one-third of a human being as an ape. Am I wrong, Brother Mike?
I'll see.
They have us an ape. One-third. In the Constitution. Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, there shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. See, this country's not doing that. This country has a one-track mind agenda with a very aggressive schizophrenia, prideful, evil, lying, covetous human being. And that spreads throughout the land when the leaders like that. There are righteous kings in the Bible, in the Book of Kings, that did wonderful things. There were evil kings that did evil things based on what's in their heart. So America is saying, we don't care nothing about Jesus Christ. Here, put this man in office and get us back the way how we want it, and the hell with them. That is what we hear as African Americans when you say, make America great again. A lot of black pastors won't speak like I'm speaking. They'll be scared to lose tithe money. But the Lord told me to speak this. God loves everybody. We have been, look, God doesn't like oppression. He don't care what color you are. He doesn't like oppression. And the way that this government is treating people like this is oppressive. It's not, that's not God. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye should be devoured with the sword. That's what's happening now. Look at Jeff Sessions and Trump. That's never happened in the history where a president, a sitting president, talked bad about the Attorney General. Of course, Jeff Sessions is very racist. He's from Alabama. And he said something about marijuana, something about the Ku Klux Klan that he liked it. So I don't care nothing about him anyway. Sessions is a racist. These are spirits in these people. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual principalities and high heavenly places. We have to keep our mind on that instead of the person. But you got to see that the person is being used. That's why I say Sessions, Trump, they're being used. But they definitely ain't no agenda for me. What Jeff Sessions done for black people? Nothing. What Obama do for black people? Nothing. What Jesus do for black people? Spare them and save their whole race from slavery and free them physically, but they still ain't free mentally. Shackles of colonialism must be broken by the blood of Jesus of Nazareth for anybody who's African American who's been oppressed with that spirit of racism. This is a spirit. What president get on TV and tell African American football players, call them son of a bitches? And the Christians won't say nothing about it. But I'm saying something about it. I rebuke you, Donald Trump, and every demon in you. I'll say something about it. But everybody don't know me. Let me get up on CNN. They wouldn't want me up there. Because I'll tell the truth. We got to repent, man. Because this hate equals hate ain't going to do nothing but start a war. And that's what the devil wants us to do, to kill each other. You're falling into the hands of the devil, and we don't realize that. Please turn to Chronicles, please. Second Chronicles. Chapter 7, verse 14. Put Pastor Durden on the phone, please.
Okay.
Durden speaking.
Do you have your life in the Spirit Bible?
Yeah.
When I read verse 14, I want you to look at the notations at the bottom and read the whole thing. Everything everybody.
Which book?
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. I'm going to read it, but you got to read the notations. It's on page 660. 660.
Second
Chronicles chapter 7. Don't read it yet. Let me read it first, and then I'm going to give it to you.
I know. chapter 7, verse what now?
14. Look at the notes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
On verse 14, 7:14, there's another one in 7:14. Okay? All right, here I go. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. This is what America needs to be doing. We need to pray. Now, I get people call me and say, why don't you pray for his salvation? I pray for his salvation, but I also pray that the Lord remove him out of there. He don't want salvation. Now, he says this. It's very important. Brother John's going to read some powerful notations from you from Life in the Spirit Bible. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now listen to Brother John on these notations.
And it reads, God's judgment of his people during times of moral decline, spiritual apathy, and worldly compromise is drought, barrenness, pestilence, and afflictions. God promised, although originally given to, applies equally to his people of any generation who, after experiencing his judgment, meet the following four conditions for the revival of spiritual life and the restoration of God's holy purpose and blessing for his people. Number one, humble themselves. God's people must recognize their failures, manifest sorrow for their sin, and renew their commitment to do God's will. Humbling oneself before God and his word means recognizing one's spiritual poverty. Two, pray. The first one was humble yourself. Second one, pray. God's people must cry out to him in desperation for mercy and must completely depend upon him and trust him for his intervention. The prayer must be earnest and sustained until God answers from heaven. Three, seek my face. God's people must diligently turn to God with the whole heart and long for his presence and not just try to escape from adversity. Fourthly, turn from their wicked ways. God's people must genuinely repent by turning from specific sins and all forms of idolatry, renounce conformity to the world, and draw near to God for mercy, forgiveness, and cleansing.
Another one right at the bottom, 7:14.
All right, the second part of 7:14. Start off with, then will I hear and forgive and heal. When God's four conditions, one is humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. And when we do those four conditions, then God's promise of revival will be fulfilled. One, God will turn away the anger from his people, listen to their desperate cries, and he be attentive to their prayers. In other words, the first evidence of revival is that God begins to hear and answer prayer from heaven and show compassion for his people. God will forgive his people, cleanse them from their sin, and restore his favor, his presence, his peace, his truth, his righteousness, and power among them. God will heal his people and their land by, again, pouring out rain, physical, and the Holy Spirit, spiritual awakening among the covenant people and among the spiritual lost.
Now, if we can do that in this nation, everything will be okay. We have to pray. We have to humble ourselves. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayers that is made in this place. 2 Chronicles 7:16. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there permanently. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgment, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have covenant with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be a ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them. And this is where we at now. When people in America get identified, they say, you're a Republican. Oh, you're conservative. You don't drink. You don't smoke weed. You don't cuss. Oh, you're a Democrat. You like homosexuals. You this and that. That's how people tagging people based on political agenda. That's not in the Bible. Then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land. Now, we started off on Matthew 3:10. Go back, Big Mike, and give me Matthew 3:10.
All right. Let's get Matthew chapter 3 and verse 10.
I talked to you about that letter you sent me about Tampa Bay. I don't know what that's all about.
And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
See, we got to get to the root of America's sin. You got to start from the beginning where it started from. You got to root it out, pray it out. Some pastors, y'all tell someone, I got 240 subscribers. You tell your pastors to tell people at the Baptist church or somewhere to ask the Baptist church to forgive them for sin and holding folks slaves. That's religion. That ain't Christianity. God doesn't do that to people. Religion does that. America's very religious. Then will I pluck them up by the root? We got to get to the root of the problem so God can pluck it up. And we got to pray. We got to pray for this nation. We got to pray that God gives this nation mercy, because how can God give a nation mercy when you're afflicting people who he created in his image? God created the Mexicans. God created white people. God created black people. God created every human being walked this earth God loves. And for who, for any government or any human being, whether Republican or not, dare to snatch children away from their mother? You foul dog. Only dogs can do that. This is an animal. And it's been moved by the spirit of fear. See, they fear that. They don't want them coming over here. Too many of them. They're mate. And they pop babies like crazy. Mexicans pop them out, boy. Pop, 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 pop. We got so many around. They're nice people. I don't care who I live around. As long as they're born again and saved, because I don't... If you ain't born again and saved, you ain't deal, I don't deal with you, because I don't have a whole lot of friends, because I don't like being around a lot of people. People carry demons. I try to stay away from around people. Really, to be honest with you, I got Brother John, Brother Mike. I don't need to be around a lot of spirits. I don't like being around gatherings with folks when they're relaxing. I don't want to do that no more. I keep seeing spirits jumping in out of people. I'm above it. I don't want that. But we got to get to the root. America got some issues, man. We're a greedy nation. A very materialistic nation. And every nation that was materialistic met the wrath of God. Then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name. Will I cast out my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. All nations. God deals with nations, and God gonna deal with the United States if we don't pray. He's getting out of office. He's getting out. He won't be reelected. And then when we get something else, it's going to be another spirit. This is spiritual. Even if you get out, they ain't got to keep going to the second coming of Christ, because God got some plans. And if you people don't read this word to follow this plan, y'all going to get caught up, and you're going to miss. You're going to miss the train. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it. So that he shall say, why had the Lord done this unto the land and to this house? They ain't repented. That's why he did it. And if we don't do it, we're going to get it. We think that we can't get hit. I don't know why American Christians think we're the most powerful. We ain't all that. All God got to do is blow. You see the fires happening in the United States. Y'all don't see that at all. It's burning. All of the West Coast is burning. Look at the high pressure systems over areas where it's normally cold now. That's the that God is doing all that. Can't see it? And it should be answered. They forsook the Lord God and their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold of other gods. And here in America, we got Christians running around talking about money in their pocket all the time based on Christianity. I get sick of hearing that thing here in Atlanta. I'm 20 minutes from that church down there. Them people packed, and I did a survey with them. They said, I'm praying for Mercedes. I don't hear nothing about spiritual things. I ain't giving no name. But see, that's of the gods we're following. If you're serving Christ just because you want to get a house or you want to get a wife or you want to get something from God, you're not really serving God. You're giving him lip service, and we have a lot of that in the United States. And it should be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold of other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore had he brought all this evil upon them, and it's happening to us this day. Brother Mike, give me 1 John 5:21.
John chapter 5 and verse 21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen.
See, God don't want us to idle than everybody. We idle money, cars, credit, buy this, buy that, go here, do that, and you call that living. Now, God gives the wicked deeds. He prophesies and teaches about the wicked deeds of the rich. And Donald Trump's rich. See, rich people, y'all got bamboozled. Let me give you a scripture. You got bewitched with that fool. But you voted for him. You need to pray. November come, every African-American hear me, go vote. Go and vote, because your mama, their great-granddaddies, they didn't get a chance to vote. Take advantage of it. Yes, go vote. We have a right to vote. We're Americans. And what we've seen is a forceful spirit trying to shut out people's liberty, trying to force people and push something down people's throat, and that's not happening. Because I've been fighting ever since he got in office. I've been speaking out against him. And when I speak out against him, I'm very careful that the Lord leads me, because I can't be saying something and say the Lord said it and he didn't say it. I get in trouble. I'm not going to do that. God gave me these scriptures because God wants you all to see, hey, you can be judged here. Christians don't think nothing can happen to me over in America. Oh, God can judge this country just like he did Sodom and Gomorrah, and he's going to do it. And he prophesied about wicked deeds of rich. Let's look at it. Micah, M-I-C-A-H, chapter 2. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is the power of their hand. That's what Trump's doing. He got the money. He can do that. And they covet fields and take them by violence, and houses, and take them away. So they oppress a man in his house, even a man in his heritage. They're trying to wipe out. They don't want nobody over here. They're trying to get rid of them. They're trying to take the heritage away from them. The American government did it with the American Indian, changing their name to Jackson and cutting their hair and slapping a Bible on them against their will. That's religion. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, against this family do I devise an evil from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go haughty, but this time is evil. Notice he said something. Listen to this. Micah 2:3. The Lord gave this to me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, against this family. That's that Trump family. Against this family do I devise an evil. And watch what happened. From which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go haughty, for this time is evil. In that day shall one take up a parable against you and lament with a desperate lamentations and say, woe be utterly spoiled. He had changed a portion of my people. How had he removed it from me? Turning away, he had divided our fields. That's what Trump's doing now. I'm coming right out the Bible. Therefore, thou shalt have none that shall cast a cord by lot in the congregation of the Lord. Prophesy ye not. Say they to them that prophesy, they shall not prophesy to them. They shall not take shame. O thou that art named the house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord strengthened? Are these his doings? Do not my word do good to him that walketh uprightly? And he's not walking uprightly. He's in scandals. You evangelists, y'all know that too, but you're scared to speak it, you dog, you. I rebuke every so-called evangelist preacher that support this man and don't want to say nothing. O thou art named the house of Jacob. Is the Spirit of the Lord strengthened? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? This man's not walking uprightly. Are you judging him? You should know the fruits. The Bible says you should know the fruits. When you see a thorn tree growing a banana, something's wrong. Even a laid up my people has risen up as an enemy. Ye pull off the robe with the garments from them that pass by scrutiny, as men advise from war. The women of my people have ye cast out from their pleasant houses, from their children have ye taken away my glory forever. He dogging the women. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction. He's going to destroy them. All that negativity that this man speaks out, it goes down to everybody. And if you don't have the armor of God on, you're going to get hit with it. If a man walking in the spirit and fleshhood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of this people. God is tired. Malachi chapter 3, verse 4. Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. And that's what he's doing. See, when you're getting caught and folks getting perjuries and that's evil doings. Now, how is that God? How would God send a president to you that lies, that get in by assistance of the Russians? They assisted him. This is an illegitimate president. This is a bastard president. He's illegitimate. And God's going to prove it to you. Why did God do this? Because we got to stop putting our trust in politicians. Please don't tell me who to vote for, because Don't even come with me with that. That's political. But pray. Ask the Lord to shape this country. I've been praying, and my prayer has been answered. God is a God of order. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people error, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that put it not into their mouth, that even prepare war against him. Therefore, night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divide, and the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. Then shall the seer be ashamed, and the devised comfort, yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob the transgressions and to Israel his sins. And God wants us to do the same thing. Hear this, I pray ye, ye heads of the house of Jacob and princes of the house of Israel, that aborted judgment and perverted all equity. God wants everything to be done in his order. And when we start allowing one person to program you by saying things, ain't no fake news. It's fake news. That's fake news. That's fake news. He's constantly trying to control you subconsciously. There's a demon in that man. Micah 3:11. The head therefore judges for reward, and the priest therefore teach for hire, and the prophets therefore divine for money. Yet will they learn upon or lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us if the Lord is with us. We must repent. Now we're going to say a particular prayer for this nation, and I'm going to release the arm of the Lord over justice. And the Lord put this in my heart, and all of my cyber members, all of my members, we're going to agree, we're going to pray that the arm of the Lord will come upon America, and that the truth will get out, and if this man has done anything injustice, Lord, we ask that we obey the laws of the land. See, when you don't protect the law and let this man get away with it, then that's it, and everybody else, that they can do it. You see, he's not above the law. He's not above God. No one has an arm like you, O Lord, full of power and might. Job 40, verse 9. Lord, you have a mighty arm. Your arm is strong and your right hand is high. And I ask that the arm of God bring judgment upon this nation if we don't repent. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus of Nazareth that you bring the truth forth from this administration and all this foul spirits that's attacking this nation. Father, I pray for the mercy of this country. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you get Donald Trump saved. Get him sanctified. Let him realize that he in error. Keep him from hell if he choose so. Bless him so he can get saved. We come up against the spirit of anger in America, the spirit of hate in the name of Jesus, the spirit of racism in the name of Jesus, the spirit of murder in the name of Jesus, the spirit of pride, the spirit of loss, the spirit of gluttony, the spirit of separation from families, the spirit of argument, the spirit of anger. We come up against it. We ask that the arm of the Lord wipe out all evil and bring forth justice to this nation. Lord, bring justice to the American people. Lord, we come against this demonic spirit for 400 years of racism. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and I cut it away from me. We come up against the spirit of cancer in this country, high blood pressure, stress in the name of Jesus, materialistic things. We come up against this prosperity doctrine that's choking out the revelation and the deliverance ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus of Nazareth. Show lightning down of your arm against my enemies, O Lord, I trust for your arm and for your salvation to lead America in this dark time, based on Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20, and Isaiah 51, verse 5. Awake and put on strength, O Lord, with your arm. Awake as the ancient days, and cut rare high, and wound the dragon in the name of Jesus, based on Isaiah 51, 9. Lord, I pray for a revival of America. I pray that Christians would learn in the name of Jesus of Nazareth not to separate themselves based on Democrat or Republican, to understand that we are a body of Christ, that we are of the Lord, that we are brothers and sisters, and not bring forth division based on the Democratic Party and the Republican slave walkers. Lord, we thank you that you heard this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. Pray for this nation. We got some problems. I hope that I open up your eyes to bring forth some understanding. I pray that you get mad at me. That's a demon. You need to check yourself, because I got to tell the truth. I'm neither Democrat nor Republican. I don't like the Dixiecrats or the slave whoopers. I don't trust in none of them but the Lord. Don't forget to sow a seed. Keep us on air. Tell someone about Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We're a 24-hour internet radio station at www.livedeliverance.com. Sow a seed and help us out. We are now in streaming in 128 millihertz, thanks to Brother Michael, who put our embedded code in there. We have surround sounds for you now. If you'd like for me to teach the ministry of demonology and exorcisms or curses, I'm a curseologist and I'm a demonologist. I specialize in demonology and curseologists. I'm an errand boy. I'm nothing. I'm nothing without Jesus Christ. Nothing. Don't even deserve to be sitting here preaching to nobody. I'm humbled to be part of the human family of Jesus of Nazareth. And I pray that you Christians don't take me wrong and get me saying I hate this man. I don't like evil. Psalms 97:10. This is evil. This is not the flick of a human being. This shows demonic manifestations in this beast. Pray against the creature in him. God bless you and shalom. Did I hit it, Big Mike?
Yes, sir.
Comments now. Comments. And start off Reverend Dillmore. The staff wants to hear Brother John. They want to hear him summarize what he broke down. They're looking for summarization, Brother John. They got you on air.
My summary is not lengthy like it usually is. I could just summarize it by saying that we need to be aware who's running for office, who's running
our
country,
and
where that person is coming from, kind of a thing, regardless of what color, what his, regardless of what his nationality is, any kind of a thing. We can never go wrong when we ask the Lord. Now, I recognize sometimes, if you look at the Old Testament, the Lord put some of those terrible prophets into authority. But God has a purpose in it, okay? So I recognize that what we got in the office, but you know, I know the word enough to know that he wouldn't have been there if God didn't want him there. If for some reason,
it shows
us how man is and who we need to trust, and we just have to put our trust in him, like we said earlier, like the pastor said earlier, because by him being there, that shows millions of people what unrighteousness is like, kind of a thing. So God give us a comparison. Sometimes you have a holy prophet in office.
Brother John.
Yeah.
Reverend Dixon says he wants to record that. They want to record you. Wait 1 minute. They say that's good stuff. Hang on. The church is liking that. Wait 1 minute. They want to record you. Hang on. They're trying to turn it up so people in the back can hear you. You got people in the back of the church. They can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
But hang on. Wait a minute. They said, wait a minute. Hang on. Okay, now 3, 2, go. You recorded.
Okay, what I was just saying a few moments ago is that sometimes we try to figure out why, how in the world did this person get in office? And then I hear the neighbors telling me, you folks need to vote. Y'all sit around on your lazy butt doing nothing. And you should have got your butt out there and vote. You talk about the man, but you didn't get out there and vote. Now look what we got in office, blah, 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 kind of a thing. But sometimes things happen, doesn't get God under, but God is not surprised. Sometimes the person there, because God warned them for some reason. Because if you knew your prophets in the Bible, you had your good prophets, you had your phony prophets, you had your good kings, and you had your unholy kings, kind of a thing. But God's purpose always came through, regardless who was the head of that country or who was the head of Judah or who was the head of whatever. God is not caught by surprise. He runs this world, y'all. And what he may do that to get our attention. You know, God, that man came from, God said, Now you want me to intervene. I got your attention. It's like people get ill. Some people never come to know Lord until they're flat on their back. You know, being in the hospital for 15 years as a chaplain, and I've seen many atheists and many this kind, Baha and everything else walking in there, and I share the gospel, you know, and they go, oh, my God. Otherwise, had they not been in the hospital, they wouldn't have been flat on their back where they give somebody their undivided attention. God got all kinds of ways. And by having a non-Christian leader in the country, those who are Christians would say, now you see. You see what we're talking about when I tell you about the law about trust? Yeah, I see. And a whole lot of people get saved as a result of the type of leadership we get in. Some of them eyes are never open until they see it personally. And that's what they're getting from Mr. Trump. They see it personally when he called the African people, you know, all kinds of names and everything else like that. But so to make a long story short, God is in control. Just like he was in control when you had terrible kings and godly kings. But God still came through, and the country is doing just fine. They haven't destroyed Jerusalem yet, even under false prophets and under false whatever leaders. Jerusalem is still hanging in there and always will be, because he assigned one person to Jerusalem, and that's Gabriel. I mean, not Gabriel, that's Michael, the archangel. He's the guardian angel over Jerusalem. And ain't nothing going to happen in Jerusalem. And God's watching over every country. So just remember, we just need to pray. Just continue
that's
praying.
Right. That's right, brother. That's good information.
Yeah,
just
God
pray.
Will see us through. That man is pray. Not in that position because of luck or whatever. Some people may disagree with it, but God got him in there for some reason to show us what it's like to have a godly, righteous leader and what it's not like and so forth. Because you can't make a decision if you can't make any comparison, you see. So y'all be blessed.
That's true. That's a good analogy, Brother John. Excellent analogy. Perfect. Pastor Michael Smith, commentary, please.
Hey, man. I just like agree with Brother John. You know, he said it best. You know, the thing is, you know, we don't know why, you know, that this man was put in the office, but we know that, you know, God's will shall be done regardless. You know, so the thing is, you know, we have to make sure that we don't look, you know, at, you know, the situation or the circumstance, you know, and look at it through our carnal eyes. We just need to look at it in the spiritual. I mean, yeah, this man, he's done a lot of stuff and said a lot of wicked things, you know. And at the same time, you know, he was there for whatever his purpose is. You know, our purpose, what we're supposed to do is, you know, to shoot it straight out the scripture, you know, and follow the scripture. You know, scriptures tells us about these things, you know, as we've seen in examples, you know, of throughout Israel, you know, they're wicked kings and they're good kings, like Brother John said. You know, we just have to make sure that, you know, just because, you know, we are quote-unquote under the leadership of somebody, you know, we know, we know better, you know. If that person is not following, you don't let the law of man, you know, and no pun intended, trump the law of God, you know. You know, you don't let, you know, man's law trump God's law, you know. So we being, you know, believers, we being Christians, whatever, you know, we need to first and foremost, you know, follow the word of the Lord, you know, and everything else, you know, will fall into place, you know. We, you know, have to deal with this world because we are in this world, you know, but we're not supposed to be, you know, of this world. So, unfortunately, you know, that's the breaks. But at the same time, you know, we follow Christ, you know. He is our king. He is our leader. He is our president. He is our ruler. That's who we follow.
And the Holy Spirit revealed something to me, and I will not lie on the Holy Ghost. This convigo, this Supreme Court justice that he wants, the reason why he want him in there, because this Supreme Court justice have a long list. He don't like investigations on a president. He wants to omit that out. That's why he wants Kavanaugh. He's trying to save himself. And we have a serious spirit of confusion in this nation. And for pastors, please, I keep telling y'all, stay out of politics. Y'all get right back in. And Shannon Davis, you are absurd. This guy has just lost his mind. He's just Trump. I tried to call him today and ask him, hello? Didn't get nothing. We can't put our trust in that. Air code 347, you listen to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Bring him on the mic. Those who listen to us live on YouTube, you can call us at 646-378-1857. Live right now and get in on this, on the conversation of what we have. What you got to say. If you got something to say to me, call me live. I'm worldwide. Call me right. Especially if you evangelicals out there, call me. I want to hear from you. Republican slate whoopers. Call me, Republican Slave Whoopers, 646-378-1857, Republican Slave Whoopers. Next. Air code
347, you have the mic.
Hey, God bless all you guys.
Hey, brother, what's going on?
Brother, hey, God is good. That's all I can say. It's always a pleasure here, brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a pleasure. I mean, brother, the teaching has always strong, powerful, brother. I mean, Micah is packed with a lot of beat of the word there, brother. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world. I mean, of course, there's always a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of things going on with, like, politics and everything like that. But just to go off from what Brother John was saying and Brother Michael was saying, you know, we just got to keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ. God is in control, and just like Jesus said, not my will, but thou will be done, you know, on earth as it is in heaven. So, you know, I mean, that's just what I pray every day, brother. I mean, that's what God's will to be done, and not to walk by sight, but just to walk by faith, brother.
Amen, brother. God bless you. It's good to hear from you. And we got to do a deliverance and exorcism. It's time for me and Brother Mike to go. God bless everybody on the questions and answering section at this particular time. We want you to have a wonderful evening and shalom to you.
Many roads right there before me. Looks enticing, but I know that's not what God wants for me. Won't go no further unless I know He's leading me. Took 5 steps forward, but lost 10 steps because of me.